Welcome to the Gentleman Ultra podcast. Today I'm excited to be joined by Serie A women's Fiorentina forward and Karen Lunden. Karen, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me here.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. So how have you found the move across to Italy? This is your first season abroad outside of Sweden, is that right?
Yes, it's my first season abroad, and it has been a great year with many, learned a lot this year. So it has been really fantastic in Italy.
Did you struggle at first? Was it a bit overwhelming to move countries, I guess? And new culture, new language, new everything, new environment?
Yeah, it was so much new when I came here. But I was I was thinking before moving here, okay, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot of new culture, new language, new football also, if you compare to Sweden a bit, I would say. So I was thinking it's going to be many new things. So I was into it. I had to deal with this in the beginning.
Excited for the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there ever a point where you thought, oh, this is too much, I want to go back?
No, I was just excited. I think it was a great adventure, I was thinking, and I could learn a lot. So I was just excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. Is this your first time you traveled to Italy to make the move to Florence?
I have been in Italy before, on a vacation with my family. Was 5 years ago or something, and I really like the atmosphere here, the culture, and the people is very welcome, I would say. So I knew it was a great country to go to, and the football here, it's passion about life, football. So to play football in Italy would be, an adventure.
It's like a dream, I guess. Yeah. Was that holiday something that set the wheels in motion in your mind to think, oh, maybe I could do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit actually. We were in Rome some days, and Roma and all the football there, and a lot of Maradona here in Italy, and they live football here. That's their life. So yeah, that's a dream.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Did you know much about Fiorentina and Florence before you moved there?
Yeah, actually, I have a friend who played for Fiorentina. It was I'm not 100% about the year, but maybe 2015 or something. And that was her first year abroad. And that's why I have followed Fiorentina after that. So I knew a bit about Fiorentina before, and I know they have a really great women team and have played Champions League and stuff. So yeah, it was a club that I was following a bit.
Was that one of the first clubs that you were linked with to move overseas, or was that of your choosing, or was there other options for you?
There were some options. In Italy and also other countries, but I really liked my team where I played in Sweden, and I was thinking if I go abroad, I really to feel how this is 100%, this feels great. And first I was at some other options, and I was no, it doesn't feel that good in my stomach.
It didn't feel natural.
Yeah, so I felt I stay in my team in Sweden because I really liked it. But then Fiorentina came up, and I was this feels great. I'm going. So I felt from the very, very start that this is something I want to do.
Yeah, now that was your now or never opportunity.
Yeah. I have to go.
Yeah. Was it? And I'm guessing, like you said, it was a big culture shock to move from your hometown, obviously, to Florence. It's very different parts of the world.
Yeah, it is. It's like I didn't know anything about the Italian language, and the culture is different. Also, I would say like the football is a bit different from Sweden also. So there was a lot to learn from the beginning. But that was also my feeling from the beginning. Okay, it's going to be hard in the beginning, so I need to prepare and stuff. So I took it as a challenge.
That's part of the challenge, yeah. How are your language skills? How's your Italian?
Yeah, it's going better. I have lessons almost every week, so I think it's fun to learn a new language, and so it's going better and better.
Yeah, oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's funny.
Was it when you made the move across, what did you find was the biggest difference between the Swedish league and the Italian league? Was there one thing that stood out for you?
Yeah, I would say the Italian league, it's very much technical. The individual players are very technical, I would say. And if you compare to Sweden, we are more playing like more as a team and... okay, this we do as a team, don't do something else.
As a collective?
Yes, as a collective. But here in Italy, it's very individual skills, and that's something that I want to improve also. So I think I have learned a lot this year to take my next step in football.
Yeah. You've got some pretty talented players and some experienced veterans in your side. Was it hard not to be overawed by watching the players you're playing up against in your first season?
Sorry, can you say that again?
So was it difficult not to be overawed by the competition or the opposition? Because you look across the field and say, oh, there's that person, there's Sarah Gamma, there's Daniela Sabatini, there's this, you know, for example.
Yeah, I knew before I came here, like, okay, I'm going to be on forward together with Daniela Sabatino. And I knew her, she was a really good player here in Italy. So that was also like a challenge for me that I want to do good with her. And that makes... me excited also, and like playing against Sarah Gamma in Juventus and many really good technical players in Roma. They have, I think, like the whole team is, every player is so good there. So that's also makes me that just want to do better also when I'm playing against that kind of players.
Yeah, and you got there's a lot of Swedish players there in Italy. Do you all connect? Is there a little bit of a network between all of you across the league?
Yeah, actually, it's quite many Swedish players right now. I knew some of them before I moved here, and I was talking to them before I moved to Italy also, and they really liked it here. So that was one thing that I felt like, okay, I knew some players in Italy. So I had like a connection to also move to Italy. And of course, we're talking to each other like after the games when we play against each other and stuff. So, and we can help each other if we wonder something or like outside of football or something. So, yeah. And I think like next year is going to be professional, the league here in Italy. So I think it's going to grow even more, the championship.
Yeah, it's growing at a rapid rate, very, very quickly. You know, same in Australia. Yeah. Same in Australia, and the participation rate for the younger girls, every year just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's great. And it's like all over every country in Europe now, and Australia, as you're saying, like it's growing so fast, and it's really fun to see and to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Australia, are you hoping to obviously, well, you're hoping, it's a pretty silly question, but... you want to get back into the Swedish national team for the World Cup? Is that a goal?
Of course, that would be amazing. But I'm like, as a person living in now, and I do everything I can every day on the pitch, like on trainings and games, and want to improve my skills and working for every day. And then we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
So
right.
I'm like that kind of person, but I do what I can. That would be amazing, of course.
So are you staying in Florence for next year as well, with Fiorentina next season as well?
Now we have one game left, and that's against Empoli, and that's a derby. So a I derby. Have all focus on that now, and like finish this season. And a lot is happening this summer, so then we see. But now I'm focusing on finish this season first, and then we see what's happening.
So you've managed to avoid relegation this season and stay up. Was it a difficult season for you, or were you happy personally with how you went and how you adapted to the Italian game?
Yeah, it took a while to adapt, but I think I was quite fast to adapt also, because I had that mentality before moving here, okay, it's going to be different. And then I was like just excited for it and took it like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had some goals in the team, like I think we should be in the top of the league, but now for sure it wasn't that, it wasn't going like that. And then we were fighting in like staying in Serie A in the end of the season, so that's not something that we were searching for, but now that was the it was how it was now, so we were fighting on staying in. It was hard, it was tough, it was tough mentally, but we learned from that, and that's gonna make us stronger for next challenges we're taking in life. So I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You said it was tough mentally. Was it hard to stay motivated, or the opposite? Did you want to do more to bring yourself up, especially off the field? Was it hard off the field mentally?
Yeah, it was hard actually. But as you said, it's not like I lost motivation, because then I want to give even more. So that's it was tough, but I wanted to do everything I can for the team.
Yeah.
So of course it just make the motivation even more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So have you done much? Have you had the chance to travel around Italy much, or do anything on your off days or off weeks?
Yes, I have stayed sometimes when we played in other cities here, and I really like the life here in Italy, and the culture, the food. I really like the life outside football here also, and even. Italy is a country that they live for football, and it's like their passion here. So it's amazing to play football here, because when you walk in the city, people are like screaming Forza Fiorentina, and you really want to do the best you can for the city and the club here. So that's it's really nice.
It's a unique situation, because it's like one city, one club, and
that's it. It's the life, so it's really nice.
Yeah. So if you were looking back, 5, 6, even 10 years ago, did you ever think that you'd be approaching playing football in Italy as a full-time professional?
No, I couldn't imagine that. It was a dream, of course, but it was like a dream that I didn't know if I could do or not. But then now I'm here, and it feels unreal when I think about it. Like 10 years ago when I played in Sweden, and I'm always loving playing football. And I know that I said to my like closest friends, it would be so nice to play abroad in the, now I'm here. So it's unreal when I think about it.
that's fantastic. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. Did you notice when you arrived in Florence, they were one of the first teams, I think, to set up a Serie A club, or a Serie A club to set up a full-time women's team? Did you notice the setup and the infrastructure when you got there? Was there already a culture or an environment of success and wanting to win?
Yeah, I would say that. And as you said, the women team has been very good for a long time here. And it's a big a big history about even both the women and the men. So when I came here, I really felt like it is a big club and we have many opportunities and very good facilities with, like a silly thing like a doctor there every day. I didn't have that in Sweden, for example. So that's many small things that make it a really big and a good thing, you know?
Big difference. Yeah, all the small percentages can make a big difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. What does it feel like to pull that purple jersey on?
The first time it was, I remember I wrote it to my brother, I think, the first game. I was like, okay, this is my first game in Viola, we are seeing here. And it felt really good. It was nice.
Yeah, nice. Did you get goosebumps?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very good, very good. Okay, Karen, well, I should let you go because I know you have to go to training and I don't want you to be late because we know in Italy no one's ever late and everyone's always on time.
Always on time.
Always on time. Thanks so much for your time today and all the best for the derby against Empoli this weekend. And this might come out later than that, but congratulations on your first year abroad and here's to another fantastic year on and off the field next season for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks again for inviting me.
Oh, no problems. No problems. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.